Showtime!
I want to make myself clear. The Million MAGA March, which happened this Saturday in Washington, D.C., should be a major wake-up call for every America-loving patriot. Trump supporters are made to feel like foreigners in their own country. The police will not protect them while they are attacked, harassed, and bullied by terrorists like Black Lives Matter and anarchists who do not care about their rights or their liberties in the country that they live in. They are on their own. They are treated like second-class citizens, bullied in public, victimized by every single institution, including the media and those towers of education. They are looked at like they are a disease. What is their crime, of course? Loving their country, being against a global agenda, wanting to stand upon the values that matter, that framed this very nation. Why should they feel like they cannot compete on the global stage? And most importantly, why are people selling out our country and working against over 72 million Americans, the most Americans that have ever voted for a sitting president in all the history of this country? Why are they to feel like they cannot have a voice, like their safety doesn't matter? I believe it's time to fight back. We are not headed towards a civil war. We are in one. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. We've got great graphics and a great story coming up for you today, where we are telling you everything that you need to know about the Million MAGA March, including the plots to undermine the gathering, which I'm sure you are not surprised about. My guest today is producer Sav. That's Savannah with one N. She's trying to switch while she's producing. It's kind of hard. We're new to this. Savannah, thanks so much for driving all the way over here and for making time out of your workday to come on the show today.
Of course, of course. You know, it was a long journey. We had a hectic weekend. We were in D.C., our favorite place in the country. And so I'm happy to be here today to talk to you about it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I know this is a really clear satellite call. I really appreciate
it. We are not in the same room.
We are not in the same room. No. And this is not my guest bedroom. Anyway, guys, before we jump into this today, I want to remind you that our rights are under attack long before George Floyd, long before there was any of these riots, long before there were anarchists running around the streets, burning buildings down. Our rights, our liberties, the Bill of Rights, these things have been under attack, which is why it's more important than ever that we take the Liberty Pledge and we arm ourselves with information, which is why I want to introduce you to an amazing book called Not Free America. Not Free America is a book that you need to own. Everyone you know should get a copy and you should recommend this. Why? The author, Mike Donovan, has been working to defend our civil rights, our liberties, for many, many years. And in this book, he talks about the attack on our liberties and how to defend them. Right now, if you go to notfreeamerica.com, that's notfreeamerica.com, you can order your copy of the book today. Now, guys, Christmas is coming up. Birthdays are coming up. We cannot sit back any longer and take this assault on our rights. Arm yourselves with the thing they cannot take away, knowledge. They may try to burn the book, so read it before they do. Go to notfreeamerica.com and take the Liberty Pledge, order your copy. So let's jump into this. We went to the Million MAGA March specifically. And Sav, you also got a presidential retweet, yeah?
I did.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Do you feel better about your life?
I do. You know, getting retweeted by the president and knowing that he saw the video that I took with my very own iPhone, it's just a very fulfilling moment in my life and out of my weekend. So very successful.
Remember, Dinesh D'Souza actually said you were the worst person in the world. This weekend, you saw the tweet, right? He said that there's only a few journalists left. Drew Hernandez, James O'Keefe, Elijah Schaefer, and somebody else. You weren't on that list. You weren't on the list.
Mm-mm.
Which essentially means you're the worst person in America.
And I've been trying to cope with that all weekend. I was like, wow, Trump retweeted me, so I thought I was a good journalist. But then Dinesh really just took my confidence and threw it in the trash. But I'm trying to build back from the ashes and just really try to come back from it. But going and covering this march was a great way to do that. It was a lot of good energy this weekend. Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, you got retweeted by the president, but Dinesh D'Souza recognized me. So we know who's better in this room. Anyway, let's jump into this. We want to talk to you guys a lot about what really happened at this march, including the plot to take it down. But please remember to subscribe by clicking the button below and turning on the bell. Every night around midnight, you know this, Sav, like 300, 400, 500 people get deleted off of our YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Happens every night. Everyone wakes up at 5 a.m. every single night and is like, we should all unsubscribe from Elijah Schaefer's show because it sucks so bad.
They're like drunk at 4 a.m. and they're like, I hate that channel. Unsubscribe. But make sure that you're still subbed below. Someone told me on Twitter today that they clicked the button and they realized that they were not subscribed anymore. So please hit that. Tell your friends and family. Share these things. But let's talk about this. So we're going to go right into, we have a clip, I think, to show you the actual scale of what happened at this event. This was captured by Savannah. And we can show you the truth. This is what the president retweeted, right?
It is. It is. Let's go ahead and actually watch this really quick. Beautiful moment. One of my favorites of the weekend.
So the president retweeted that because obviously it showcased what was actually happening that day. There was a massive misinformation campaign, guys, to undermine what was going on that day. From 7:30 in the morning, there were tweets coming out saying nobody's showing up, nobody's arrived. And the problem with that being is that the event didn't start until 12 Eastern. So it makes sense that at 7:30 a.m. Eastern, there was less people there. But by the time we got there, about 11 a.m. Eastern time, there was at least 10,000 people already there. And the shot that you're seeing here, we climbed on top of a generator, I think.
We did. Yeah, just so we could get this shot because, and I knew this was going to be important to do as well, was to be able to pan and show as much of the crowd as possible. Because Elijah, you and I already knew that the media was going to say, oh yeah, no one showed up. It was a small event. No one cares about the president and he has no energy in his.
Yeah. And what I want to bring up, too, is that people are trying to claim like, oh, this person started this event. This person started this event. This was not really a factionary group of like who started what. It turned out to just be about 99% families who were there. These are just children and people who love America. This gave me hope. Savannah, this gave me hope. I saw this and I'm not even trying to be partisan here. I was just like, damn. I have hope for the country. When I see this and I see that many Americans like that with flags and just saying, I want my country back from these globalists. I want my country back. And they're chanting USA and they're together. I mean, comparison to all of the left wing marches. I mean, when you're there, you're like, wow, we really can do this. We could break free from this bondage of whatever's the weight of these people who hate our nation, are raising our taxes, are creating these weird racist, critical race theory practices. Like, we can fight back. We could win this.
And you know, Elijah, this was one of my favorite moments as well for that exact reason. Just watching thousands of Trump supporters in unison singing the Star Spangled Banner. It's a moment I'll never forget. And I mean, it went viral for a reason because this clip touched so many people and it was such a beautiful moment. And it really showed what Trump's base is about. They're about unity. They're about hope. They feel that the election has been stolen from them. And what has that's brought them to a place of wanting to gather and be happy together and support each other and support their president, and hasn't brought them down at all.
It has been stolen. And I'm going to say this, you know, I know that the network was like really nervous about us making claims about it being stolen.
Yeah.
But I say, I have as much proof and as much legal precedence to say that it was stolen as Joe Biden does to prove that he's the president-elect. Like, meaning we're all just, they say, oh, you can't just make claims as the media that's not proven. What has the media been doing this entire election?
They've been lying since day one. I honestly can't think of one story the media has come out with since the election that has been factual. We have been fighting. And you know, Elijah, too, you and I were talking about why it's so important that we go and cover these events. It's because time and time again, every single time we go to these events, people are thanking us. Thank you for being the only media that was on the ground actually covering what was going on. If you weren't there, we would not have known what was going on. These independent reporters who have to go out on the ground all day and cover this are the only ones bringing light to the reality of these situations and what's going on in our country.
Yeah, just like this, we got some clips of the Proud Boys. We're going to talk about the violence, talk about who was there and why they were there and what actually went down. So obviously the Proud Boys get labeled as a white supremacist group with no factual information. I don't know if you saw, they're getting banned off Airbnb. The Airbnb was canceling reservations for people who they thought were Proud Boys, which is political targeting and harassment, which is what big tech does. But you know, really Proud Boys were just there to protect people from anarchists who were attacking them. And you can tell this by their wonderful chant that I actually agree with. Let's play that. Yeah. So obviously they weren't talking about wanting to have sex with Antifa. I wouldn't want to. I don't know what, I don't even think they have good hygiene, to be completely honest. But, you know, they were saying this, and this is the situation that we talked about. So the march left what we saw, and they marched over to SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. You got there before I did. Were the barriers already erected? Like, were they already split up, or how did that work?
I think they were, because there were speakers. And as you guys can see in this clip right here, there's those barriers. And on the other side of the barrier where I'm filming from, there were speakers. There was a huge group of Trump supporters. So I believe those were already erected. And then after all of the speakers were done, people kind of started to walk away from the Supreme Court. You know, this bigger group of Antifa came, and that's what we're seeing here. And that's why the Proud Boys are responding in this way.
Yeah, because there's about maybe 70 to 80 Antifa overall. Mm-hmm. That some of them look, they look like they're the final boss that you have to beat at the end of the Hot Topic, like Black Friday sale. You know, like you got it, like you're at Hot Topic.
Gosh.
It's like you must defeat this guy to get your unicorn, you know, emo band t-shirt or whatever. It really wasn't that good of a turnout, and it shows you how intimidating a lot of them probably were. I would have been intimidated too. The Proud Boys don't mess around, and we can't show you, unfortunately, some of the knockouts that even Savannah and these people captured, which you can find on Twitter, because YouTube calls that glorifying white supremacy, which Enrique Tarrio, who runs the Proud Boys, or is the chap, like the main president, is not even white. But then there was like blacks and Asians and, you know, all those self-hating minorities. But they were together. Now the media is saying, and Sav knows this, that, you know, it was right wingers. This is the narrative. Right wingers were causing and instigating the violence. Mm-hmm. I want to bring up an interaction, which you may have seen online. This is an individual that Andy Ngo and myself are working to bring out his identity. He actually works in a public sector. We want to bring these people to justice. When they talk about right wingers inciting violence, this is apparently what they're talking about. The fact that we were just present and having dialogue. Check out this absolute small peepee loser.
Thank you.
Well, you don't need to consent. It's not that's not how it works here. You're out here protesting.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well, then you are talking to me. So I'm just looking and I'm asking you with the
office. I don't want to talk to you.
Get away. Get off.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well, get off of me. Don't touch me. Well, I'm not even near you. Get away.
Pretty nice not to hit him.
You're protesting against Trump.
I don't want to talk to you.
What?
I like how he's like, I don't want to talk to you as he gets closer to you.
Are we done talking? Are we done talking?
You try to assault me with your bike.
Are we done talking? Are we done talking? Are we done talking? Are we done talking?
Are you a child?
Are we done talking?
No.
I'm done talking.
Yeah, he pushes bike against me and says, I'm coming.
He's a Democrat. That. Of course.
Of course he is.
Thank you.
Okay. My point being is that they said we incited violence. What did I do to encourage him to attack? I mean, being really honest here, he actually smacked me with his helmet too. He went boom like this. And
well, you were clearly very aggressive in the way that you pointed your phone at him.
Yeah.
So I really want to point that out. You know, the media is completely right. It was all Trump supporters who were really just instigating all this. As you can clearly see in this video, Elijah, you came at him just so aggressively. And do you ever just like feel like, you know, when you're in the middle of a Starbucks and someone just like points their phone at you the wrong way and you're just ready to go? You're like, you know what? That's it. This is a civil war. I got to fight for my country. I got to fight for my freedom and myself because that person pointed a phone at me.
Yeah. And, you know, and remember, these are the people lecturing us about it's a time to heal. They're saying it's a time to heal. Well, stop attacking us in public.
Unity.
You
I think you know what unity means. Oh, yeah. You know what? We need to start to make a money jar for
a
me.
Money jar.
Yeah. Every single time you cuss. So that way, you know, we can pay.
Close
for
Madison's ears. Maybe guys, Madison's on the show today. This is our new set prop.
You can only see her in my full
show. Yeah. So this is our set prop because they say that we have our token. This is our token set prop here. And we like to close Madison's ears. And so we just like to make sure she doesn't, we're trying to educate her. She was a BLM looter and we're bringing her back to civility and back, not because of the color of her skin, that would be racist, but it's because we're trying to help people to realize that looters could be disabled. They could be black. They could be anything. And also they can come back to the normalcy of society and reintegrate. So we're part of really helping people recover. But so that was happening and I want to, can you go up to my NDI? Can you put my screen up there for a second?
Yes.
Let's... it might take a second, but the people that are talking about a time to heal, these people specifically are the most idiotic people. Yeah. So you see that it says pagans against fascists, meaning somebody who's claiming that they are not believing in a real God and they don't have a system of morals. They're pagan. They are the flesh and earthly people. This is a real sign from the group that they are telling us that these are the people, right? And it says F fascism. I think you see back there, it says F fascism. Mm-hmm. And they're being protected by the Capitol Police. I mean, these are the people. These are the attackers, the violent people. They're the ones lecturing us about how we need to respond to this election. The time to unite is over. You cannot call me a pig and a bootlicker and a Nazi and a white supremacist and mock me and attack me and insult me. I mean, I've gotten multiple broken bones covering these people. They have had too many death threats, assassination attempts. Mm-hmm. I have harassment. I've had to move. I mean, these people, you can stick it up where you, but you know what? I'm not going to have them stick something up their butt because they would like that. That's not even, I don't want to give them something they would like. Stick it up your peepee hole. Honestly, that would hurt. And you know what? Some of them are sick and they probably like that too. But I'm telling you the truth. Like, I'm not uniting with these people. If they want a war, so be it.
You know what too, Elijah? I really feel like they have a competition to see who can be the most hypocritical and make the least amount of sense. Again, just even going into Antifa as a group, they're called anti-fascist and they use fascist tactics to try to enact this anti-fascism, apparently. And again, just looking at your computer screen, looking at these pagans against fascism nonsense, what's going on in this country
anymore? Yeah, well, first
what's
of all,
what's going on?
Yeah, pagans against fascism. How about Christians against pagans? Yeah, exactly. You're going, you're out, you're done, you're donezo, buddy. Whatever gender you identify as, you're done. But I want to talk to you about this too. So like, this is also a truthful statement. This is a tweet I put up. People are talking about, oh, the violence is started by the right wing. How about this? Wow, this went pretty far. Like most of my tweets do, the truth goes far. It says most of the corporate press, by the way, I don't use mainstream media anymore. I use corporate media because the mainstream media is deboosted and thwarted. You know that problem, guys. You post something, you make a comment, it disappears. You guys write me like, you deleted my comment. I don't delete your comments. YouTube does. So you got to use the right words so they don't deboost your posts. Most of the corporate press was on the Antifa side of the barrier near SCOTUS. That's the Supreme Court. For those of you guys that are younger or new to politics, at the Million MAGA March, with their cameras pointed at police and Trump supporters while they obeyed orders from Antifa not to film them attacking people, shows you exactly which side they are on. And I'm going to tell you guys, we're going to talk about this and the corruption and the plot to undermine the entire march and to create a disinformation campaign. But before we get to that, I want to remind you that maybe you cannot control the press. Maybe you cannot control all information, but you know what you can control is what happens to the information on your electronic internet connected devices, whether it's your phone or your computer. I want to tell you, you need to protect that data. There are tech companies out there who are taking your information. They are stealing it. They are selling it to people that do not have your best interest in mind. Your kids, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, whoever it is, even you most importantly, because you're the most important one, right? That's what we all think. They want to sell your information. Now, if you get a VPN, the best VPN in the world is ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/offensive today, and you can find out how to get 3 months free of a year subscription. It takes a few minutes, or it's an app you can download, and you can get the best protection on a specific device that you want. Any one of your choosing, Android, Apple, Mac, PC, it doesn't matter. Now, guys, I want to remind you this. This is vital that you protect yourself online. Go to expressvpn.com/offensive. Use their trusted server to bounce your signal, protect your identity, encrypt your information, and make sure that people do not steal the things that matter to you most, which is your privacy. Go to expressvpn.com/offensive today and find out how to get 3 months free of a year subscription. So let's talk about this. Did you see what I saw with the press that they were not
and you know what? I actually have this video ready for us too, because I did, just back to this Proud Boys clip. As you guys can see on the other side of that barrier where all the Antifa are, that's where all of the press are. So that's exactly what Elijah is talking about. There's all the Proud Boys. There's all the press on the other side, kowtowing to Antifa, listening to them when they say, don't record me, and basically being what I feel is complicit in allowing them to enact this crime.
Yeah, let's give a good example here. So I'm going to play a video by a man named Chad Modi. He's a justice reporter in DC, a justice reporter. He recorded this guy. I'm not going to dox his name. We have all of his information. I even know where he goes to school. I know where he lives. That shows you how nice the right wing is versus the left wing, and the fact that I'm not going to put his information online. Listen to his claim. This is sorry for the bad quality. It was taken down, and we'll explain this whole story. This is so good. The media ran with this one. Let's play this.
Get my comrade out of the way, and my comrade gets stabbed, and I kind of like get my comrade out of the way, and all of a sudden there's a knife in me. And I look down.
There was a knife in you. Where?
Yeah, like right, like center mass.
Okay.
So it's like a big knife because I look down and I see it sticking out.
Yeah.
Can we pause that video by any chance? Let's keep playing this. So this guy, he's a known agitator for Antifa. Have you seen him? We saw him around during the election. These guys everywhere.
Yeah, you know, when you start attending enough of these events and actually start covering Antifa, you start to recognize certain people, and you know who's going to try to mess things up.
Yeah, you don't wear a flak jacket unless you're like that open, because people don't make it that obvious that you're wearing one. So he says he got stabbed. Can we just use our eyes here for a second? Those of you that are my blind viewers, and you're listening online, remember, this is an audio only podcast as well. You can get it on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Click the links below. Leave us a 5-star review. It's free. It's an easy way to support the show. You can listen to it in your car. But we also describe these things for you. And we have blind viewers. I'm sure we have some blind viewers that watch the show. I'm not laughing at disabilities. Remember, show Madison. We support disabilities here. But this guy is saying, I got stabbed by a knife, basically by Proud Boys. Where's the knife? Where did you get stabbed? In your torso? Where? What are you talking?
Yeah, you know, usually when you get stabbed by a humongous... okay, hang on, yeah. So this man is saying that what he got stabbed with a 7-inch blade.
Okay, let's talk about this. I brought some blades on. Okay.
For visuals, yeah.
Yes, this is a blade. How big is this? Is this an average man's knife size? You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. God's watching you, Savannah. You better not know the answer to that.
I do not.
So he's saying, like, this is such a dangerous show. Okay, look
at this. Thank God we're not in the same room right now, or I might be scared.
Look at this. Do you guys see the skill sets I have with a knife?
Yeah, okay. So look at that, and then, like...
So he says, put him back on. He says he got stabbed with something like this, and, like, into his torso. Well, first of all, flak jacket.
Straight in.
I mean, what is he wearing? Because I don't think jackets really help with knives that... unless he's wearing a stab vest. I'm pretty sure you can stab through Kevlar, which is what he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone correct me who's special ops or been in the military, but I'm pretty sure you can still stab through stab. I wear a stab vest and Kevlar. And sometimes plates, but this went into him, and there's no evidence of it in his vest. So everyone started calling him out, and we're like, dude, dog, you know, some people used words that I won't say. I'm going to bring this. What is that? Oh, that was great. Really high quality.
Sorry, Elijah. So, okay. Actually, the reason why we see your screen recording pop up at the end of that video is because this actually got deleted. Right?
Yeah, it got deleted. Yeah,
so that's why you can see the screen recording there, because the initial clip got deleted and I couldn't find it. So you had to go on your phone actually and re-record
it. Right, after everyone called out the journalist for lying, and everyone ran with the story, and everyone talked about how this guy got stabbed. Now check out the response, which had to be screenshotted. So Chuck Modi was called out by Ron Basilian saying, hey, Chuck Modi, why did you delete your tweet? Because I re-uploaded it, because, you know, that's how we do it here. We're petty like that. And so Chuck was like, I just deleted an important interview I took yesterday of a young man attacked last night. Reason is simple. Reason, first of all, speak English, dog. He is getting death threats from fascist and far right wing movements plotting on him. And I do not want to endanger his life any more than it has been. Safety comes first. So first of all, he's in communication with this guy, obviously, yeah, who's saying that his life is in danger. Well, he got stabbed. So theoretically, his life's always been in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's saying that's why he deleted it. But he really deleted it because he got called out. Because we have this other video clip. I saw this guy earlier in the day. This is why it's so important to film everything. Check this out. So a riot cop from Capitol Police approaches him. There's a girl crying. She was crying on the floor because someone yelled at her. I'm not joking. Absolute.
That's really pathetic. All it takes to stand up to Antifa. No, yeah. Stop. Leave me alone. And they're like, oh, no one's ever pushed.
Yeah. Look, and his vest looks the exact same. That riot police looks really cool, by the way. And he's there, and he's just asking him a question. His vest is in the same condition, mint condition. Apparently, when you get stabbed by his vest is so good. When you get stabbed by it, you don't see any puncture wounds, and there's no evidence of it.
Clearly, and yeah, you know, this is probably one of the more believable stories that came out of the reporting this weekend, that this man got stabbed with a 7-inch blade.
Yeah, and they were making stuff up. Just check out the SPLC. Let's go to my screen here. Let's toss to it for a second. And this is by Kylie Thomas. Kylie_Thomas. Follow her on Twitter. Says in a now deleted tweet, the SPLC investigative reporter Michael E. Hayden disseminated completely false information being propagated by far left Antifa accounts. I was at this event, and Tario said, when the right wing comes together. Now, what they said is MAGA with the mask off here. They spread it saying speaker of the base of the monument, a.k.a. Enrique Tario, the Proud Boys. See, this is a quote. This is what is possible when we, the white race, get together and unite. So they made up a fake quote from the Proud Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're verified accounts. They spread it. It got thousands of retweets. It got spread as information. People say that a black man was stabbed. It's all it's fake. It's fake information. It didn't freaking happen. They have to make stuff up. The supply of white supremacy and anti-left violence is lower than the demand. And even when they talk about, oh, the famous picture that they're attacking. Let's go to this next screen here. They're attacking, where is this? They're attacking, I think it's here. Yeah, there you go. Where they're attacking Andy Ngo, right? This MSNBC girl, mm-hmm. Brandy, everyone's attacking journalist Andy Ngo, saying, I used to teach a media literacy course and I kind of wish I still did. So Andy Ngo's videos could be put to good use. Selective edits, stripping context, text doesn't match visuals, emotional manipulation, obvious bias, historical untrustworthiness. The man does it all. So, I said I wouldn't cuss on the show anymore. I'm sorry.
I think I've already made $2 this show.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, you know what? Before we go into this too, I just want to stop us at, I used to teach a media literacy course. Okay, she probably used to teach at one of these institutions, one of these colleges, one of these universities that we all know is actively brainwashing students and radicalizing them. We've seen that time and time again. That's not a disputed fact. So we can even just stop the tweet there.
Now, what a loser. And you work, ma'am, you work for MSNBC. Like, you literally work for the most demonic and dishonest institution on TV. Rachel Maddow is a host on your network, and you want to talk about emotional manipulation? She's like a slightly more masculine version of Michael Knowles, and she's on there. They do look alike.
Dude, my favorite thing is when Rachel Maddow just starts to cry, and she just goes, and it's like no tears coming out. It's just like the most fake crying I've ever seen in my life, and I'm like, I'm disgusted with this.
I'm gonna smash put, my onion put, to make you a sandwich.
Wait, okay. Oh, I thought that was the 7-inch blade that you were just holding up.
I'm not gonna do that to her. No, no way. I would never use this, because if this actually entered,
no, that's
someone,
what I'm saying. You were holding up the 7-inch. This is the 7-inch blade that guy was stabbed with. Guys, can you see it? It's humongous. Really dangerous.
I'm just sticking to myself and see if nothing happens.
It's invisible.
That's what I feel like doing when I freaking read these stupid MSNBC tweets.
Okay, okay. Moving forward. Let's.
We haven't had a day off in like 3 weeks. This has been nonstop travel and making shows.
You know, it's so funny too, because
I'm going mad. crazy.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, let's just move on.
Okay, let's just move on. Okay, so we'll just skip a few of these things. They're lying. They're bringing this up. That's a reminder to you guys that we haven't had a day off. Thank you guys for supporting us always at blazetv.com. It's the election. We had an election night deal. Just always reminding you. It was like $30 off a subscription. It's the best way to support the show, to get the real news out, to keep these people accountable. And then the election went on for like 2 weeks, so it's still up. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah, check it out. Our videos, you know, someone complained like, you took down a video of Nick Fuentes. It's like, I was like, okay, cool. Well, yeah, it was taken off YouTube because YouTube has, you know, taken down videos of ours, of Alex Jones, of Gavin McGinnis, of people they don't want on their platform. They just took down Tim Pool's Alex Jones interview. Blazetv.com, every controversial interview, every person we talk to, any video we may even take down because it doesn't meet the requirements. Guess what? Censorship free. It's up on blazetv.com. So we're providing that for you. Any one of you guys want to complain about, you know, you can't get everything you want on a platform you have no say so in, fine. But if you want to pay some money and actually, you know, chip in instead of crying, you could always watch those videos as well on blazetv.com. So there you go. I just helped you guys out. But that being said, you know, I was harassed by a lot of people on the right wing, the left wing. I need to start bringing, I've decided I'm going to start traveling exclusively with armed security now everywhere. Mm-hmm. You've seen it though. They do. People harass me from all spectrums. You do know it's true.
I did. I did see it. I, as soon as we landed in DC, it was just
a group of young boys.
Yeah. Like, it was you just getting harassed and booed. And it's just so ridiculous to me. And you really do need armed security at this point, because we can't even go and report on things now. And the reason I'm on this show today is because I got the majority of the clips at night, because there is such a target on your back right now. It's literally not safe for you to report in America right now, because domestic terrorists are running around the streets and there's nothing we can do about it.
The police don't help me.
Yep.
They don't offer any protection. Mm-hmm. And so like literally when sounds like you literally can't come out here, they're going to kill you. I do a lot of dangerous stuff. You guys know I put myself in harm's way, but it's getting to the point where I'm not just like in harm's way because it's a bad situation. People are trying to assassinate me right now.
Yeah.
And it's not a good situation. And I'm not trying to get assassinated yet. Maybe if this election goes on for another week, I might be open to the idea. But let's get into some of the drama that happened here. Let's move right into this. So the violence after the march, this happened in BLM Plaza. Take us through these videos. Tell me what's happening.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and actually play this video. And we can just watch it a little bit. Now, this woman is cursing excessively, so I'm just going to put the audio down, but she's basically...
So she's a black woman with a hair net and a large gut.
And This is towards the end of the march. All of the Trump supporters are marching away from SCOTUS. They're actually in front of Trump International here, and this woman's posted up. And as you guys can see here for our audio listeners, she grabs her child, uses her child as a human shield so she can go in front of Trump supporters and scream, F you, F Trump, F you, F Trump, F you, F Trump, for like 5 minutes straight. She's grabbing her child and using her poor kid as a shield so she can go verbally assault people without fear of retaliation.
Yeah, look at that. She also said, we don't mix with these or something. I have another, yeah, another
exactly,
video.
Exactly.
And she cursed, but she was flipping them. Oh, she was flipping them off, and she was yelling, and she was screaming in their faces, and she was telling their kids, F these people.
Yeah, we can't live in cohesion with these people. And that's the funny thing too about this clip, because people always say that racism is taught. And I, in real life, watched that happen. I watched her pick up her child and say, look at these people. We hate them and we will never be able to live in unity with them.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So just an example there.
Get her off. Get her off. I don't want to see her anymore. Get her off the screen.
Oh my gosh.
Get her off.
She's gone.
Hey, but you captured. But by the way, I want to say this. She used him as a shield, and thank God, the only reason why she was willing to do that, I think she's not as bad as we think, she knew Trump supporters would not hurt a child.
Yeah, exactly. If the roles were reversed and a Trump supporter had their child in front of an Antifa member, that child would be in severe danger.
Were the roles reversed? Because I believe you found clips where the roles were reversed, where there was right-wingers with their children, and they were being harassed by some healing people, some medics.
So this man's grabbing his black son and moving them away from a group of Antifa and BLM. Now, apparently, another man had his flag stolen. So this gentleman tried to help him, which resulted in the mob turning on this man. And as you guys can see in this video, he's leading his family out of their hotel. He did not bring them to this march. He's leading them out of their hotel. And the mob is chasing them out, and his children are crying and screaming, Dad, please, no, please, please, Dad, don't stand up to them, because they're so terrified.
Yeah, this is really sad. I was like, Dad, what's happening? I heard the audio that's where he's like, he was actually really, really, really afraid. This is what was happening. Basically, police were creating lines and were not letting people in a place of safety. They were getting harassed at their hotels. There's a lot of clips, guys, that we can't show you because we couldn't get licensing for them from Daily Caller. From Town Hall. There's a lot of really great people out there that got clips. Unfortunately, it's getting pretty competitive out in the business today, and we don't have the biggest budget in the world. Look at this. We're in my bedroom, so I can't like pay $600 for a clip. I barely can afford my own clips. But then you also capture, we saw in the beginning of that video. Okay, let's cue that video of the woman getting attacked, and let's talk a little bit about this.
So this is a long clip, so I'm going to just pull the audio down and talk about what's going on here. So as you guys can see, I started filming after she starts walking away, but she had an American flag. She didn't even have a Trump flag. She had an American flag. They ripped the flag off of that pole that she's holding. And I walk up to her and I say, ma'am, can you tell me what happened? And as I'm asking her, this woman in the yellow pants runs up to her, grabs her in the back of the head, and pulls her hair for a second time as she's trying to retreat and walk away.
Right. And I, can you bring up my screen? I didn't want to, guys, I have to be very careful with this stuff. I've been sitting on this information. A lot of us have. We've identified a lot of the suspects in this. The girl who hit her in the back of the head is Brittany S. McAllister. She's a journalism student at Howard University. She since deleted her accounts. I have so much information. I know where this person lives too. I have a lot of information. I would never release any of it because we don't dox people. But I have enough information to hand over to the police to create an entire court case against her. She stomped on someone's head as well that was on the ground. She kicks a man while he was on the ground. Yep. These people are violent criminals. They're thugs. And I want to remind her that she is a suspect. She did commit these acts of violence. And if you are in the Metropolitan Police in DC and you need information, or you know someone who is, I can provide a lot of supporting information on this individual and what she did. I can't bring up the other information, and we don't do that here because it's slightly offensive. We're trying to be careful because they're trying to say that we're doxing people, and we're not. So we're leaving it up to Andy Ngo and George Ventura and other amazing journalists who are exposing this information. Guys, follow George Ventura Media, Ventura Report on Twitter. He's really amazing. That's the girl right there. Gotcha. I didn't say the word, but gotcha. We gotcha. And they also attacked black people too. There was a stand, right? There was some black people selling MAGA gear. What happened there?
So I'm going to go ahead and we'll play this video too. And, you know, again, I'm playing a lot of these without too much audio just because
there's so much cursing.
Yeah, there's so much cursing. But as you guys can see, this is later on in the night. I'd probably been marching with them for 1 or 2 hours. They moved away from BLM Plaza where they were targeting and attacking Trump supporters. And they were moving down the street. They saw this Trump stand. And as you guys can see here, they're burning an American flag and a Trump flag. And as soon as they started doing that, I knew they were going to target this Trump stand. And that's exactly what they did. A black man owned this stand. And as soon as they saw it, it was just complete chaos. And this is actually the last clip of the night that I got because I took a flagpole to the face. That big flagpole that you guys see ended up hitting me in the face. And I've never had to step away from reporting either, but I did in this instance just because I've never witnessed so many attacks on Trump supporters. I witnessed over 10 attacks that night, and it really emotionally took a toll on me watching women, children, the elderly be attacked. It was extremely hard to see, and the police stood by and let it happen. The police stood by and watched as these people lit fireworks and threw them at Trump supporters eating dinner. So it was really a difficult scene. And the thing that really baffled me the most was, again, the police were watching them light these fireworks, and they would go and run up to them and say, oh, they're lighting a firework, they're lighting a firework, put it out, put it out. They would put the firework out and then let the people just run away. Mm-hmm. They would just let the people run away. So they'd run down the block, light another firework, throw it at more Trump supporters, and no one was getting arrested. It was a very sad thing to see.
I know, and I'm reminding people, I can remind people that as I'm looking at this, I just made a tweet right now, live on air. Isn't that crazy?
Let's look at it.
I just said, I brought down here, I was like, she can delete her social accounts, but I've saved receipts and screenshots of every single one of her accounts, posts, and work-related pages. Your mask can't hide your permanent online presence. I had to do it live on air.
The receipts.
Yeah, I saved everything. And I'm going to remind you, that's why they were attacking people. The police were not helping. And that's why I say, as Trump supporters, they've been trying to undermine this. No matter what Trump supporters do, you cannot be right. When you gather together, you are white supremacists. When you defend yourselves, you are terrorists. I am tired of taking and turning the other cheek when it comes to the fact that we are expected to be abused, expected to not defend ourselves. They are taking advantage of our kindness and our goodness, just like I believe that Islamic extremists take advantage of our diversity and the things that we hold up in our freedom of speech. Guys, we cannot tolerate people who do not tolerate our rights. We cannot tolerate people and say that want to unify with us, that want us to unify with them, but they don't want to return that unification. This is not just a one-way street, and they've created it that way. We are not asking for war. We are not asking for schisms. We are not asking for street brawls or for fights. They want it. They are trying to have it. They want a revolution. They're honest about it, and I've heard it time and time again, and I'm tired of pretending like we are not in actual urban warfare, because we are, and I didn't create it, and I'm not instigating it, and I'm not encouraging it, and I don't want it to happen. I don't believe it should, but unfortunately, I don't get to dictate reality. And that's what I remind you guys always. And you know, and this is like, if you want to follow Savannah, because she's technically the producer, even though she's the guest today, you can just find her social links in the description always, or just find her on all the pages. You can follow her YouTube, Twitter. She got a really good Twitter account. She's like more famous than Sav, has more fans than I do.
Just on the street. People know who I am. I have some street cred.
No, I do. I actually had a lot of street cred, but I try to keep it low pro. A lot of you guys are so supportive of this. I have a lot of enemies as well. People who have no idea what I stand for or what I think about, just a lot of people on the left and the right that have very misguided understandings of the, you know, not only the world, but of the show and of people. Unfortunately, as well, I don't look as good in a bikini. I could try. I don't want to try. Anyways, guys, thank you guys so much again for watching. This has been another episode of Slightly Offensive. Please check us out, blazetv.com. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.